في المغرب
تمام.
الشفاء.
ونبدأ دفتر في مدارك. الجماعة بنزاع الحلل. يبعث لي هو ذات كسف is the same as كاوكا. الجماعة said, what's that talking about? If it's talking about one took كاوكا, one brother took كاوكا, one brother took كسف, and the Balfade went and took away the كاوكا, well, that's obvious in that case. It's obvious that the other brother has to pair up with Kesef. So obviously, he has to give up part of his property or pay off. Because, why? What would you have thought? Only one of them is obligated. One person took Karaka, one person took Kesef. It's obvious that if the Balfour took the Karaka, then the brother has the Kesef, has to divide up his Kesef. That's obvious. And then the Gemara says, you know what, maybe it's the exact opposite. It's not obvious, it's just the opposite. That if one person took karka, one person took kesef, then the one who took the kesef took it as a gamble because it would always be stolen. And the one that took it karka took it as a gamble because it would always be taken as from the balfour. And that was part of the risk. The reason why I took Kesef was to, I took it with understanding that I might lose out. Because I took that risk. Expecting if yours was taken out, if your calc was taken, then I would be able to keep my Kesef and you would have lost. So that's what the Gemara suggests. So then the Gemara said, you know what, must be talking about some other case. We're talking about two brothers that divided up calc. And the Baal Shevet took a chedek of one of us. So I had to pick on one of them. I see why he decided on that soon. So he picked on one of them. And then the Shevet was, but the other brother has to divide up his portion, yes or no. And the Rebbe is teaching us that he does have to. Of course, he has to divide up his portion. But if he wants to pay in cash, instead of giving karka, he could do that. That was the chidush of us. Okay, so let's just be misakim then. So what we've seen is we suggested that the machlik, the asis chidush is. We suggest that asis chidush is that one person took karka, one person took kesef. The one that took kesef has to divide up his portion. To which we said no. Either we don't need a vasi, or it's just not true. Either it's partially divided up or it's partially doesn't, one or two. So then we're suggesting that we're not talking about where one took karka, one took kesef, rather they both divided up karka. Balfour took one of them. And the chiddush is, of course, the other brother has to divide up his chiddush in God, but he could pay up with kesef instead. If he wants, he could say to his brother, listen, instead of giving you out my cup, I'm going to give you out my kiss. That was what the Gemara said. Then the Gemara said, well, we know that already from Rabasi and someone else. And the Gemara brings another Gemara about. Okay, so that's where we're holding. Okay, one more Nakuda before we start seeing thesis on this. One more Nakuda is, I think we started seeing the Gemara already, no? Or not, maybe we didn't. I think we did. That there's actually a three-way machlekes. There's a three-way machlekes between Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi, in a case where one brother, the brothers split up the land, and one brother took one land, the other brother took another land, and then the Baal Pevin took one of their lands, there's a three-way machlokes, what the din is now. Do we do a whole new division? That's what Rav said. Botlo machlokes, Shmuel holds bitter, meaning that brother lost out. There's one brother who had one land, other one had, and come to Shmuel Bitter. He lost out his land. The one that had the land taken from him has lost out. And then Rav Asi said, no, he hasn't lost out. He can divide up. He has to give from his portion, but he only gives half of his portion and half of the half of his portion, really, because he holds it to soften, right? So he gives half of his portion, and on that, he can give you either in kesef or in karka. So again, you see there, Rasi holds, and when the giving up your land, you as a brother giving up your land to the other brother, you can do it either with kesef or with karka. That's what the Gemara was bringing down. Okay, so that's the one we did see that on Thursday. It's good to know because we need to do the tasters now. When we do the tasters, we have to have that line. So the three main markets, Rav, Shmuel, and Rabas. Rav says bottom markets, Shmuel says Victor, and Rabas says
sure.
He's an entrepreneur.
The thing is, he agreed with the first two. He's not true once. So he's coming to Osaka and get local with the tools. They can't disagree with that. He's unsure which one it is. It's like a new fish.
Okay.
When we look at his focus for him, like he's.
We'll see. We'll see what whether arguing on Rav and Shmuel or something in between. We'll see. Okay, so Top, let's see traces now, because you've done this traces, so it's good. Pshite, hai bro, hai lo bro, hai la bro. What's that going? That's going on the case that we thought with us was talking about. One took cup, one took keset, the cup was taken away. And it's obvious to us that the other brother should be dividing up his keset between the two of them. It's obvious. Vimtoima. Great places. Am I cheating? Why is it so cautious? Why is it so positive? Well, Shmuel says in the next Gemara, regarding two karkois that were taken when the brother divided up karka, right? The brother divided up land. And Shmuel says, if the Balfoy comes, we're not all Chelkoi, Shenechol men, and takes a portion of one of them. Vita, he lost out.
You're saying Vita is translated lost out. Vita means he gave up the claim to their aspirant.
Like being Mavatar.
They were reinitially to be Mavatar to each other when something happened.
That's right. I don't know if I agree, but that's why every time we have a chalukah, kontos shmul, every time we have a chalukah of Yerusha, it is the kuchos. It's not, doesn't have the din of Yerushim. Every time you have a division between brothers, Shmuel holds, it's like one buys off the other one.
Not sure if time for that. It's also said that the Mishnah Arena or Rashi, he says Shmuel said that it's actually with a guarantee. No, it's kind of so it's going to seem to be not except.
Shmuel.
Yeah, I don't know. Mishnah Arena, that's what she.
Yeah.
Oh, Kilukuchos first word is O.
That's what I'm asking.
It's facing down Shmuel.
That's what I'm saying. It's not. I'm asking the third opinion. That's it. We'll come to about Shmuel. Now, I can put it without the most. Right?
Shmuel. No, sorry.
Right. But what's up, Shah? Every time you have a Yerusha, Shmuel, you divide that. The Yerusha. By dividing the Yerusha, what we're really doing is I'm buying my part and you're buying your part. And when we buy it, it's not with any other rights. So, Mela, Vita means you've given up your chilek. Yeah? That's part of every Yerusha. Every Yerusha is like that. Every Yerusha, there wasn't any specific agreement here. Every Yerusha. So, Frank takes the posture cash. How can Asi say that, the brother has to pay out? The chief, of course, he has to pay out. What's that posture? We know Shmuel holds not like that. Shmuel holds, when brothers divide up, Vitel, you've given up your part. Somebody takes away your land, you've given up on the Yerusha, that's it. So, just like Shmuel holds it that way. Maybe Rav Asi comes in not like that. Rav Asi is singing a chiddush, then the brother does have to pay out. It's not
kosher. But also, Shmuel often says that in the context of land.
Okay, that's going to be the teretz of tesis. You've seen the teretz. We're going with the question of tesis. The question of tesis was that how can the Gemara say so kosher with that? Rav Asi is saying, no, the brother who has cash has to divide up his cash with the brother and the land taken from him. Right, the Gemara cheated, Paul. Why is it so positive? Shmuel said completely otherwise. Shmuel said, and like a good voice without a price, and if one of their lands taken away, then he can't claim from the other brother to help him out. So why is it so partial? That's the kind of taste. Yeah? Obviously, if you've seen the third, then it's obviously going to be a third. At the moment, it's a cash. In time, I think tastes, I might cheat today. Why is it so partial? Well, Shmuel Hama Besamo. Shmuel says, presently, if a Balchoy will not have help, Balchoy comes and takes his portion, shall ever man. Vitel. He has given up any claim. So here's the answer. Kishe Pilchu Karka. When they divide up Karka, Dabka, only when they specifically when they divide up Karka, Isli, that's when he holds the Vitel. That's when he holds Vitel. The Shneem Oimdim Besopik Zeh. They're both in equal status. We both have Kavkois. It's a chance he might take from me or he might take from you. Equal chance. He might take from any of us. So then the idea was we're dividing up, and the idea is whoever gets taken from, it gets taken from. There's no real reason why it should be taken from me more than you. So that was the division. The division is that I'll take the car, you'll take that car, and if anybody wants to lose that, we've lost out. Mashenke. The Aldas came. With that knowledge, Chilku is divided up. The Mishi Yapsid, Yapsid. Whoever has the bad muzzle has the bad muzzle. Whoever loses out, loses out. Abel Hoko, by him, to Balkan, Gabi Sofim. Vilo Balk Sofim. Here, when they're dividing up, one takes the Karka, one takes the Kesef. From who is the Balkan going to come to? Only the Karka. And the Kesef is not, definitely not. So in that case, says the Gemara, of a poshut, the Baal Kesef has to pay out. I'm on the Baal HaKarka B'Sofik, if you know your Baal HaSofik, the Baal HaKarka has got the Sofik that he's going to take it from him, and not the Baal HaSofik. Why? The Metaltli, the Yasmi, lo Yishtari. Because the rule is, the general principle is, that Metaltli, the Yasmi, from Metaltli, of Yisovim, lo Yishtari, they're not Meshuvud, and nobody's got a right to take the money from the Yisovim. Cheated, then it's poshut now. Das came chilkui that the tonight was the condition was shem yapsid bala karka. If the bala karka's land will be taken away, then she yapsid al bala ksofim. Then that brother who had his karka taken away can go to the bala ksofim, to the brother who has a kesef, and demand that he divides up the Yerusha. Right, I've got to come to Yeshua. I just want to say what Jesus said. Jesus said, of course, Shmuel said Vita. But that's where they both had equal chance. So then the idea was, we both got equal chance. It could be all good to you. It could be all good to me. The idea is, we're like the Kuchich that the Christ, whoever goes to it, sees bad mother. But if there's no way it's going to go to one of the brothers. It's only going to go to the brother, a specific brother. And that's al pi halacha, he could only go to one of the brothers. Then there's no way of saying, you know what, you take the karka, and if you have your bad muzzle, you've lost out. No, of course I'm going to have the bad muzzle. He can only come to me, he can't come to you. So of course I'm going to have that muzzle. So it's not my muzzle. It's the only din, he can only come to me. In that case, of course I've got a right to claim compensation with you, my dear brother, who's got only kesef. And the safe cats, if nobody's going to come and take it from you. So, of course, you have to divide up. My eyebrow, I now grow. Well, only I'm a son, and you're not a son. Of course, you have to bear. And please.
What happens to the other side, though, where they said that the person took the cats that he had his
That's life. The next. The Gemara. The Gemara then said, no, you get on the other way. Other one, two of the shadings in the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara is saying, she did. Hi, bro, but I hi, bro. And then he can only understand the other ones. Right, and to a master, she did. Hi, bro, but I love bro. Well, one's a brother, one's not. One's a son, one's not. So, Frank Tasis, what was a she did? Schmoll said him when the both sons be there. That's it, that's when they both took cover. And then you could say it's your muscle versus my muscle. It could come to me, it could come to you. So he came here where it had to come to you. And I took kesef, and you took karka. So it's not your muzzle, that was only din. The din is they have to go to you. Of course, I, the one that took kesef, have to divide up my kesef with you. also pshat.
No, what's the pshat? Shmuel disagrees that the two brothers have to pay up the loan. He said the only case that he can be forced to do is the next loss of the OPD case. Oh, so if I get up before the OPD case, obviously Shmuel, if he's talking about a regular, they were not like two properties, they're both going to be obligated to pay. So there's not going to be a V-tier ever. What's a V-tier? Only the OPD case.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he's going to say in the next
thing. Why would that be any different? But yes, it doesn't make sense to me.
What case doesn't make sense?
The V-tier case of the OPD.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. That is how you add it. We'll see next time. Next thesis. And then we have to put the two thesis in together. That means when you learn one thesis, you learn this. And then you learn the second thesis, you have to still remember the previous thesis and see what's going on. Right? So let's see the next thesis. The next thesis is going down when they divide up Kalkois. Not one took Kalkois, one took cases. They divide up Kalkois. And one took one, and the other one took the other one. And what did Shmuel say on that? What did Rav say?
Rav says that you have to go back
and start all the way again. And what did Shmuel say? Vitev. Let's see. Toysid. The Torah. Chel Kush at Echamehim. Vim Toyn Afrek Toysis. What's the case, Bechlal? What's the case? He took one of them, made a Deitzer. Each one of them are trying to pay. And you can't just take one of them. Like he says in the Baba Basa, Yotza Aliyem Shtachoy, if a Shtachoy came against them, B'choy Noisin, B'shtayim, the B'choy has to give up a double portion of his property versus everyone else, meaning they all have to chip in. Everyone has to chip in, and the B'choy has to give two portions, and all the brothers have to give one portion. But you see, they all have to chip in. So what's the case for that? He took one of the land. He doesn't have a right to take one of the land, because they all have to chip in. You know what we're talking about here? To my hocha, we're referring here, Shasoy Apoitiki. They made the land at Apoitiki. That means that what's Apoitiki? Apoitiki Koi. There was an agreement between the Malva and the Leiva that in the event that I default, the Leiva said in the event that I default, then you can claim from a particular land. So that's what we're talking about, a case where you claim from a particular land. And if so, The mother's got a right to claim that land. You can't say, well, each brother should chip in. No, he's got a right to claim from this land. And that's why he went to war. And that's a shame now. Come to Shmuel, come to Rav, it's a machlokes. Come to Shmuel, it's bitter. And come to Ravasi, whatever Ravasi holds, the name shall pursue you. So Yossi, ask a question now.
Did you say like this, that they did it based on this... A scum up, but obviously, since there's a negative side to the one with the land, that in case somebody comes, he'll be able to go chase after his brother and say, give me half of the cash. So, to a hero, then somebody can up here and say, this is not okay the case.
Excellent.
Why would that brother accept that property without having him?
You're saying the cash, which is a partial cash, it's a good cash because it means to remember the previous thesis and the next thesis, which is a good sign. The previous thesis taught us. That any case where I'll be there, you're going to be claiming from one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you can't say, well, it was your mother. I'll be there, you're going to be losing the land. Then the other brother who won't be has to divide up. That's why, if one took Kesef, one took Kalka, since I'll be there, the Loi Malka cannot go to Baal HaKesef, it's obvious, says the Gemara, the Baal HaKesef has to chip in to the Baal HaKalka. So, if that's true, so that's one case. One case. And one Kalka. There's another case now. We have Kalka, but one of them is an Apoitiki. Apoitiki means that the Malva can claim specifically from one of the lands. So again, it's the same story. One brother took one land, where there's an Apoitiki, which means that it will come to me. Then the Malva will come to me and not to you. So you can't say it's my muzzle. That's what the asking was, that the muzzle can come to me and not to you. So in that case, it should be partial, then the second brother has to chip in.
Why should it be retail? Why should Shmuel say retail? Should be bottom. Here's what Tosis said earlier.
That anytime one of the brothers got more in Shiva than the other one, and that the Malda will go to one of the brothers and not to the other one, then the other brother suddenly has to chip in. Say, so you should have to chip in. The Syrian Tosis, right? This is the cash of a poem.
Why is it too poshut?
Answer it, because the halacha is you have to go specifically to one of the brothers. Now, this is a different kasha.
Why is the malva going to one of the brothers? Surely they both have to pay equally.
No, there's an apotiki, which means the malva has to go specifically to one of the brothers.
No,
if there is any about the previous kasha of Tosis. So why should Shmuel say Victor? That's the kasha. So that's the kasha of Tosis. So what do you do when you have a kasha like this? This is a real shatobish kasha, which means in English, a real kasha of shat. Possible shat and Tosis. Not like, so where do you go when you have kashas like this? So, mashallah, the good place, but it's a good place, but it's actually an easier Maram. Maram, he was a Magichi, and he himself was mashallah actually, but he very much focuses on partial shant thesis. And when you have such a kasha, like when I had this kasha, my first place to look was mashallah. That's the first place to look because the method is a sharp cash in place. So the answer to your cash is to look at the Maram. The Maram will help us out. So you could look at the mashallah. The mashallah doesn't help because it's on the next day. It's not this one. You mustn't Maram. Don't Maram. I'm sure you have Maram. Even the most basic Gemara is Maram.
That's less than basic.
So what do you have at the end of the Gemara? What do you have before that?
The Gemara.
Really? Well, how many times, not times, I didn't mean that way, but how many hints we can suggest that you
you're
allowed to buy it in 2 hints. Even in the 9 days, you probably could buy them all. You don't have to buy the whole shots. You can buy them individually. They sell them in front now that the schools are starting to send them public cameras. You probably even get a good price. All right, so I'm going to read to you a Maram on the test on the Aleph. Yeah, Maram. Yeah, Maram. You must have Maram. I'm going to put on the screen for my parents. Maram, well, we can't test it without it. Test it without it. Okay, you see, you found it first of all. That's the first question.
It's on screen, thank you.
Okay, Gavalik. You found Maram, Tess, Ahmed Aleph, Dibra Maslow, Mitorah, Kelko, Shah. You see it?
Yeah.
So that Maram is just a one liner, which isn't our, in fact, what we're looking for, but we'll see it. The Torah Chalkish Echoman in Tema Meshbet is on the line before the yellow. The Torah Chalkish Echoman in Tema Makol Echot Chai before Echoy Babian. That's the question of Tesis. And Maram, remember the Maram just likes to explain Tesis. The Tema Mitzorich Abal Choy, literally, Abal Choy has to go and claim Mikol Echot Echot from each brother, Chelek, Hamagia, Olav Lifreya. Each brother's portion he has to pay. Ein yochel lito makol echmen. You can't go and take the whole thing from each one. That's what's up in the kashrut.
I don't understand that. Each one or
each? Each brother has to pay his portion.
I don't understand that.
Okay.
It already bothers me. Because he had a lien on all the properties.
All the properties.
All properties. Yeah. Now, certainly, we should be understanding that he's not going to have to go to the Tzafon for Chelek and to the Daron for another Chelek. Obviously, if he were to have a right to claim property from the father, which is how we should look at it, he would be able to go to basis and say, I want my property. And the basis would not pass it, go here for a portion, here for a portion. We should undo it like Rav suggests. We should undo the inheritance. And then we should align and collect his full property in one go, which is the right thing to do, I think. And then they should be able to divide it for us.
Okay, I'll add to your question just a little bit, but it's a question. That's incorrect, but I'll just add to it. We know that we saw Rashi and Tesis both said that the Malva has got a right to choose which land he wants. Remember, if the Malva wants to have babies, said of Idis, he's got a right to choose the babies. Remember, we saw that that was the Nizig. With the Nizig, we saw it. But the same would be if the Malva wants the Boris, instead of the babies, he's got a right to choose which land he wants.
As long as the Boba says, well, I'll give that to you for more money, but we have the saddle doesn't decree to anything, then no.
I'm saying Rosh.
Okay.
So but it's incorrect what you're telling us, because here since they're divided up, each government already received its portion. So Mela, there's no reason and no right for the Balfour to take from one of them more than the other. Because each one of us have an obligation to pay up our father's debts because we received the property from our father. And there's not one of us has more of an obligation more than the other. And therefore, there's no reason why one brother has to give up his land.
I don't understand. Why should he be the one to suffer? I don't get it. He's the one that has the right to the land first.
Jerusalem.
Yeah, he has the right to the land first.
It's Yerushim, not a Kuvish. It's Yerushim.
What's the Shalim?
If it's Yerushim.
But he's not part of Yerushim. He had a right to the land first. Why should he be obligated to go to 10 different brothers for 10 different properties, each giving him a little portion? That makes any sense. Hashem was obligated to Hashem do this to him.
No, since this brings the right, but more for it, because obviously he's bothered that you're saying because things are happening. No, it's just clearly that way. What? So Mela, since that is that often, okay, you can say you don't like it, that's that often. There's more right than the Gemara. Let's say,
Shmuel,
yeah.
That's the word for Shmuel.
No, Shmuel's not happening.
We need to tell about what's saying here. Bob says to unmoved the transaction.
That's okay, it's about waiting.
Entirely, Bob says to unmoved the transaction.
Okay, we're in the case of an appointed key. That's how the taste. This is Kashavos. How do you ever have a case where one brother's paying up to get on to the next stage? What to do now? There are some bottom of Lakers, Schmoltz and Peter. Where's the case? I mean, the brothers don't have to, one brother doesn't need to give up all his portion. The Malva has to go to each brother and ask for his share.
This is the
Malva. That is a case where the Malva had the right to take the land of the Malva. So it's a kasha. Before we get to Rav Shmuel and Rav Bas, there's another kasha. What's the case? Why is there going to be a thing for one of them? Right? And this is kasha.
Malva protected himself by saying, I want to put you in on this particular property.
He didn't. Yeah,
that, I know. I'm just saying that's how he protected himself. It is a little sliver of property all over the country.
This case, you need Rav Shmuel.
Yeah.
There's got to be.
That's what they've been doing. They call it. It should never be a case. You should always have to go. So it's never mentioned in Shmuel. It's going to the Kasha and the first opening line of the Brisa. He said that he took Torah from one of them. Frank Doses, how's it going to be a case of Torah from one of them? The din is, he's meant to go to each one of them individually, like the man just spoke out. You can't take from one of the brothers. Each brother has to pay up. Okay.
Uh-huh. Team brother, you're going to team different brothers.
Indeed.
Yeah,
well. Don't forget the phrase twice.
That's
yes. The next part off. So now you have in the man based on a diet. What does base out of Dalit mean?
Base out of Dalit?
Yeah. The Emsa Dibo.
Wow.
The Emsa Dibo. The middle of the choices, right? Dibo, I'm asking, that's the statement.
Why is it happening?
Because it's going on the next lines of choices.
Oh.
I mean, the first part was explained the first time. So is the next one going to explain the next?
Okay.
It says Toyt says Maran v'yishloima. This is now a quote of Toyt. The Maya Hashav Seyapet. Talk about that poetry. Now we understand why the Baal Chet could take from one of them, and now we have a discussion. Is it Baal Hamachlokes? Now we understand it, but before we didn't. There shouldn't be any Baal Hamachlokes because you should take from each brother individually. V'yeshe darkei bring the Maram lefi ma shetir tzuatayis. According to what Tosis answered, b'divul shel ibnei Zer in the previous Tosis, the daf b'kishechil b'karka is the Shmuel Viter. That Shmuel only holds a Viter where one, where they're dividing out karka, not when the one's taking karka, one's taking kesef. Why? Dishneim oyudim b'sofek. There came there, where each one of them is standing with an equal suffix. That's when Shmuel says Viter. But if it's not an equal suffix, and he's going to go to one of them, then Shmuel wouldn't say Viter, and that's why the brother of the kesef had to pay up. Roho, make the Maram, keep in the Mari Hoho. Since we're referring here, Kugon Chasaya Poitiki. They're not both equally in a sofik. But only that one who had, that then he fell in his part, the karka shenasa poitaki, only on that person who received the land that's made that poitaki, he's the one who has to pay up. Even if we say she is the balchay v'shut, the balchay, the mala has permission. Shelo liqvois kol oisay shel apoytiki. Even if we say that the balchay has a right not to make use of this apoytiki, but rather in a little mikolachod hamagirlo. Even if apoytiki is an extra benefit for the malva, but really the malva could take from its brother, so really could have got its brother. It's still not the same sofik. Mikolak im ein shnei the sofik shoven. They don't have an equal sofik. Mishum the oitzu shel apoytiki, the one who has the apoytiki, the unfortunate brother that has the apoytiki, yochay likvish menugol chayva. From that field of the apoytiki, the malve could claim his entire debt. And from the brother, right? Now look at it, if it, let's say there's five brothers. So from each brother, he could only claim a fifth. Right? But the one that's got a point, he can claim the whole thing. So it's not equivalent subject. They don't have an equal subject. The one who's got six, the one who's got the brother, the one who's got the one who's got the apoytiki, he could lose his whole thing. And the other brothers who have an older sister, and therefore each one has to only give up a fifth, but then you have to give up a fifth, right? So Mamele, that's not fair. So it's not Shoveh. If it's not Shoveh, we go back to the old story of Shmuel, they don't beat him. So this is the old one. If it's not Shoveh, they don't beat him. That's the catch, what you ask. And we've seen the Baruch Hashem, the Maram, ask this question. So what's the answer?
Yes.
Says the Maram, I'll tell you the answer. V'yishiyashim. The answer is, Dirot Saloima. The Oso Shnei Mapoitki means, the Oso Shnei Mapoitki. He made them both an Mapoitki. Not one Mapoitki. What does that mean? No. What does it mean? We know that okay, if a father dies and leaves five lands, then the Baal Chayv has to really go to each one of the brothers to ask for a bit of land. So he made them a point to give. I don't want that. I don't want to have to go a bit to north and south and get little slivers of land. I'm making a point to give with the father saying that if an event that you default, I've got right to claim entire five
from any land that I want, but the entire Purim should be from them. It's a new type of an apoteki. It's not apoteki saying I only want to get from this land, but rather whatever I came from, I should be able to collect the entire Purim from that land.
I don't understand. Is there any human being that wants to take a small portion?
And therefore, if we make this apoteki, if we make this tonight, so then he can go to the brother, each brother, and say, okay, then hey, brother, and say, I want to have from your land. And now they're all equal risk. Because he could have gone to Reuben, could have gone to Shimon, maybe he could have gone to any of them. And whoever he would go to would have to give up his entire land.
Yeah, it's an answer now.
Very
good.
Hey
guys, the question that I have is, would anyone on the planet ever want to take would not have the right to claim from one specific place?
And it's not anyone on the planet, unless you make it a particular tsunami.
And said, why not make it tonight when it's something so obvious that everybody has to do
tonight?
Especially if you say that it would be the Chabad, why the father, who certainly has a right to take whatever portion he wants. And why would it shame you by all that inheritance? Why would you create this kind of a matzah for himself? Does it make sense that we force him to have to speak it out? I would say, Viras Das, obviously he should have, he did it all along with the intention. And if not, I would say, if we don't look for him for his rights, we're needing no if that didn't make a lawyer. That's why he needs a lawyer. Does he need a lawyer? He does need a lawyer. It's us. And we have a lawyer. He's going to create a situation where he's forced to take a tenth of from each brother, we're going to see in the future. You can see,
I think it says something that the person lends money and doesn't think about if that person died. I think it says something. I think it says something. So it's not so much of a question of why do you think, and we should take it for granted that that's what you meant. That's when the next stage, and maybe the father will die, I have to claim it. Oh, yeah, well, not for sure. If you made an opportunity, you made it. Otherwise, not for sure. Yeah. What would be the din bemet if the malve is alive, the labor is alive, and the labor says, I want to pay out, I'll give you a quarter of this field, a quarter of this field, and a quarter of this field, a quarter of this field. Do you have the right to do that?
No, it's not. You can only choose.
I'll give you a bit, and it's, I'll give you bits and pieces.
What are you going to say? This is for us.
No, I'll say, please, pay
it. Certainly, absolutely.
You sure?
Believe.
You all right?
The riot, huh? That we don't want to do anything with
Nego. Well, it is love. I'd like to find him good. I told you, I'm a bit skeptical that everyone was throwing out. You know, I'd like to have source. I'm not sure. It could be, it makes sense what you're saying.
What?
Makes sense what you're saying about that.
I understand. My one is like, my one was a sheep of that. What I'm saying is,
okay.
It'll be the case.
Fine. So that was very good. I wanted to tell Salamis to taste him and Gorshen. You fell into the kasha as he was meant to have done. And we discovered we've discovered where to find such answers, who would ask such kasha. And indeed, the kasha was so good. And we have to say, my shocker, doesn't mean a apetiki in the usual sense of a particular land only. Rather, there's an apetiki saying all the fields are apetiki, but I want to be able to, meaning I want to be able to claim my claim from one particular one and not have to run around from business.
So, what should be the lesson for apetiki meaning everything?
Yeah.
Apetiki, no, I'm saying every time you learn the lesson of apetiki means everything.
No, normally apetiki means. I want to claim for a particular one.
I know. So the Tosa didn't speak it out.
Right.
And I would say, he says a whole thing, and it means this one, it means this one.
You have a cash.
You have a cash.
Right. So therefore, you have to say that Tosa is not
all. But then I want to say that a whole thing means everywhere, always, everywhere. Why would he do that? Why would anyone want to do this lesson in this Tosa? Why would a person ever say, I want to be doing it to this one? Say everything.
Oh, I want to particularly this one. This one means that I've got a right to claim from this one, even if the other ones are beneath
you. Everyone?
Basically, the normal case of Beit HaMikdash, one, this one, even the other one you said I'm available, and that one you sold, I'm the right to take in that one that you sold. That's why
everything.
Oh, right. So we're going, if you said everything, it's still available for you to have from the Bnei Yitzchak.
That's why we're still alive.
The Milo Akbetiki means that even if you got lands, you still got lands, and all our lives have to go to the lands that you have. You made that bridge card and go to that one. That's only for saying that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. He said everything, then he moved that one.
It's a new type of Akbetiki, meaning that I want to be able to claim all of it from one fund. That's a new type of Akbetiki. All of it, I'm not saying a specific one more than the other one, so they're all equal as far as I'm concerned, but I want to be able to claim all of my choy from one field. Nirali, that, I'm saying again, I know you're going to blow up, Nirali, that a balchoy, even if his father's alive, the father could say, I'm paying up from different lands, unless they would make this up to Nirali. But we have to find out. Okay. Near Ali, and we'll find out. We'll do our best to try and find out.
If you're that doesn't actually square with the idea of the Meitav.
No, there's no Meitav. Well,
so the path I would say, we try to kiss. Because
it's
the
college,
but
kiss.
I can't pay
with
land.
I don't have cursing.
So you can't
pay with
land.
You have to give land bainus. We have to give bainus. And why would the Malchay wants to give this pit of bainus and that bit of bainus? Maybe if there would be a chvez midas stone, I don't understand, you can't. But it's in the midas stone. There's a reason why this part I want to give and that part. There are only can. Well, I have to find out. Maybe I'll start solving it. Okay, so now we're up to now we understand the cases. The case are pointed to the right thing on one of them and not the other one. So now the shine is what do you do? So Rav says if you took from a bottle of machlekes, you have to start again. Just start again. So why? Why start again? Why didn't he just? Yeah, there's we have cash. We divided up. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Each one got a particular land. Reuven's land got taken away. Say this: Shimon, Levi, Yehuda will pay up cash. Why do we now start the whole thing again? Listen, we've already plowed and sown and worked on our field. Let's give our fields. You, Mr. Reuven, lost our field. So we'll pay you cash. We'll give you the equipment and money. Why not? Why shouldn't we be able to do that?
Why?
What's the thing by your
church? They each understand the chavitas of the land. I've seen Master's Parsha.
Let me ask you, by Yoshim that had their land, one of them had their land taken away. The other brother, could he pay in cash instead?
No.
You have asked, he holds yes.
Vast and sure.
No. 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 In Yom Shur, it's not a Kukhis or Yoshim. But it was Kukhis. That means if they're Kukhis, they maybe don't pay anything. So it could be that. Like Rashi's being first Rashi, yeah? So it could be a Yoshim. And as he said, if they're Yoshim, you can pay either you give up your land or you give up cash. So if Asi said you can pay cash. So why didn't Rav hold that? Why did Rav say, Bob Machlik, start again? Why didn't Rav say, okay, I've lost my land, Reuven lost his land, so let the brother pay. What's the Machlik, it's Rav and Rav. What do you mean, Rav says?
Rav said that the Russians were dividing the land, everybody has in mind, if something happens to that land, somebody has a right to take that land away from them. And the only way to agree to this is otherwise they'd be last. So if it's land, obviously they want land to be divided accordingly. If they would have known about it, this Hasfina, certainly he would not have taken that portion of land.
Right. So you have to understand now what's your Asi holder. If Asi said that you can pay cash, and Rav saying you can't, so what's the Nakudas Hamachmikis? Why does Rav Asi say you can pay cash? It just has a very nice sorrow. So it's explained Rav. So what did Rav Asi hold? And if Rav Asi has a good swara, what did Rav do?
Why is it not a to give it us the Kishmur?
Because Shmuel holds bitter. Shmuel's not nothing to talk about. Shmuel, you lost it. You haven't lost it. If you say it, could we say it? You're bad enough. Somebody had to have that taken away.
Even the cool host, we have cases where we say a person is not, that he didn't have in mind in that specific situation. Even by the cool host, we know that if a person doesn't have the ears, not.
Just go back one second. I'm saying Shmuel is a second shift, a different shift. Rabbi and Rabbi both are similar shift, meaning that if one person has his land taken away, the other brothers have to chip in. Just Rav says, "Botla machlekes," and you have to chip in by making a whole new division again. And Shmuel says, "You can either give back land or you can give back cash." But they both agree, not Shmuel, but Rav. They both agree that the original division wasn't a concrete thing. The other brothers now have to pay up the part that was taken.
I see his concern for all the shabbat, all the things that could happen. Like the land would then be sold, or they weren't on the lands. So he said the mirasas is that you
okay. Can't have the list. So you're saying you're in territory. It's good. So this is our discussion. That's the place that you're asking. You haven't heard of it yet. Which one? Virav Omar. You haven't heard of it yet. But that's the stasis. And that's what you should work on. And just bear in mind, okay, not don't bear anything. I'll show you on Tuesday something interesting about it. And then the next three tests after that, Kiyoshin Tommy, Kavasi, Lil Bichmetel, all these tests need to be learned to be at the Shem. They're all not so hard at all.
The Rav has Kiyoshin Dami as his Gilamathi.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
What do you have?
I say Havu, which was our Gemara, and Ashi had a year of Dami.
Kiyoshin Havu. What did I say?
Your Papa. That's what I said?
Yeah.
I think Yoshin Dami.
I said that. Okay, I apologize. Okay. Okay. That's that. And then the Mietz Hashem, when we finish that, we then finish the sugya about Meita and the Kuchois. And then there's a nice Kishmak, gathered the type of Primore of Hidul Mitzvah between us, the Mishnah. It's nice way probably to end of Saman. Mietz Hashem, about Hidul Mitzvah, Shlish. Nice to be. But again, so we'll see how we go. Okay, Adrian, so keep it till Tuesday. You have your work cut out. I should have a very good day.